It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad you guys are joining me again today. I always like having you all come along when I am talking about travel, because you know that is my love. I don't know if I'd say it was my first love, but it certainly does rank high up there on the list of things that I love to do. And a couple of months ago, about 2 months ago, I traveled around Southern California. Now, I know the destination that's coming to mind is, she went to Los Angeles, which, yeah, I did include that. But I want to talk about a couple of other cities that were really kind of awesome that I had a chance to visit as well. So today's show, I'm going to talk about Southern California and a way that you can travel with your friends and go and visit some really cool destinations and do some really relaxing things, also some historic things, enjoy some good food, enjoy a little bit of time on the beach, and if you're a surfer, enjoy the waves as well. So Southern California is going to be our topic throughout this conversation today. So really happy to share that with you guys. Now, when I say Southern California, I am talking about Long Beach, Huntington Beach, those two cities, great destinations to travel with your buddies. Now, Long Beach, I really liked it because it's really a great place to go to relax. You can take a tour around the Shoreline Village where you can find shops. You can do a lot of people watching, enjoy a great meal. Also watch the ships and boats as they come and go along what they call Rainbow Harbor. Now, what was really cool, I thought, about this village is that it was built in the shape or in the form, or it makes you think about sort of a Cape Cod fishing village. It has that kind of look with the wooden buildings and right along the shore and right against the water there. Really very, very picturesque. I took a ton of pictures, just clipping, you know, pictures here and there all around, because it was so picturesque just to sit there and just watch the boats as they come in, the people as they were walking around. And you saw people walking with their dogs, people bicycling, just really a very peaceful city. And it was kind of hard for me to believe that I was sitting in actually a large city, because Long Beach isn't really a small city. It's actually a pretty large city, but it really has this small city vibe. So you get that relaxing feeling and just the cool breezes, and that you can take a little bit of time out of your day and just sit and relax and kind of enjoy a couple of things right there at Rainbow Harbor. So definitely, if you're going with friends, you can do that and you can spread out. Some people can go shopping. Some people can relax. Some people can sit and watch the boats and ships as they come in as well. Now, if you're like me, though, you probably have some friends that are into the arts. And I like to go to the arts, too. And when I go to different destinations, I love to check out the art galleries and check out the art scene and kind of see what's going on there. And Long Beach may not be a city that you're thinking, well, they have a lot of art galleries there. There's a lot of art going on there. Well, of course, as I just mentioned and described, it is very picturesque. So I would think a lot of artists would love to go there and either paint or draw or maybe even take photographs and display those in galleries around Long Beach and around other places. And Long Beach does have a really vibrant art scene there. And one of the places that I went to is I had a chance to tour the Museum of Latin American Art. Now, this art museum was founded in 1996 in Long Beach, and it serves actually the greater Los Angeles area, because I should tell you a little bit, in case you're not really sure where Long Beach is, it's very close to Los Angeles. So a lot of things that go on in Long Beach, it's really easy for you to go and visit Los Angeles, or for people in Los Angeles to come to Long Beach. And certainly to go see the Museum of Latin American Art would be a good reason for people to travel over from Los Angeles to see this museum. Because the Museum of Latin American Art is actually the only museum in the United States that is dedicated to modern and contemporary Latin American art. So how cool is that? I mean, that's what they're dedicated to. So they are featuring artists that are Latin American, and they are really showing a lot of the trending things that they're doing. Now, this museum is double the size of probably a lot of museums that you may think of. It's 15,000 square feet. There's also a sculpture garden, and they have a permanent collection there, too. So you can really take in a lot of trending things, a lot of traveling exhibits, as well as a permanent collection there. So definitely put that on your list of things that you want to do. Now, if you are into art and you're enjoying checking out the museums, you'd always want to see if there is maybe a museum that is kind of featuring some of the local artists that are there. And the Long Beach Museum of Art does just that. The museum has a permanent collection of very diverse art pieces, about 3,000 works encompassing over 300 years of American and European art in all different types of art media. So you can really take in a lot of great art if you go and visit that as well. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I am sharing with you all a recent trip that I had to Southern California. And I'm not talking about Los Angeles. I'm talking about Long Beach and Huntington Beach, two great places to travel with friends. Now, in Long Beach, another great opportunity that I had was to go and visit the Aquarium of the Pacific. Now, here in Georgia, we have one of the best aquariums, I think. I love going to the Georgia Aquarium. A lot of things to see there, a lot of exhibits, a lot of kind of hands-on things that you can do at the aquarium there. Well, what I found out, the aquarium in Long Beach, you have a similar experience there, too. It is the fourth most attended aquarium in the nation. So again, you may not think, well, Long Beach, they have a great aquarium. Absolutely, they do. It displays over 11,000 animals in more than 50 exhibits that represents kind of the diversity of the Pacific Ocean, since that's where they are. And each year, more than 1.5 million people visit the aquarium. So yes, you can see that it is definitely the fourth most attended aquarium in the nation. And what I really enjoyed about it is that, yes, you can walk around and you can see all the different things, but I really liked watching the families there because there's so many hands-on activities and lectures and things that you can actually participate in that is great for people of all ages, but especially the children were really, really getting into it and really enjoying learning about all of the different sea animals that you can find there in the Pacific Ocean. Now, something else that I did, because if you're going to visit the aquarium, you also kind of want to get out on the water as well. And I had a chance to do a Harbor Breeze scenic skyline cruise along Long Beach coastline. And it was really cool because we did this in the afternoon, passed by Rainbow Harbor, so I got a chance to see it from a different vantage point than just walking around the shops there. And it's a great cruise because throughout the year, they are migrating whales, gray whales, humpback whales, fin whales, all different kinds of whales. You'll see dolphins, sea lions, and much more. So you're pretty much assured that you're going to see some marine life if you take one of those cruises. And I just love that because we did see a couple of dolphins, didn't see any whales, but I was certainly looking for them. Saw a couple of sea lions as well. Now, the tour that I really loved was a tour of the Queen Mary ship. Now, you're probably very familiar with the RMS Queen Mary. It is a retired British ocean liner that pretty much sailed along the northern Atlantic Ocean from 1936 to 1967. And what this ship is also really well known for is its participation in World War II and actually bringing the soldiers and their brides back to the United States. So it has a really, really cool history that you'll want to go and check out that tour. And a little bit later on in the show, I'm going to share with you a conversation that I had with one of their tour guides who is called Captain James Sanders. So I'll share that with you and you'll see why that was definitely one of my most fascinating parts of touring Long Beach. But in Long Beach, great places to eat. I had a really great meal at Gladstone's on Long Beach waterfront there. It's a great restaurant for seafood. Had a great breakfast at a place called the Breakfast Bar. It serves breakfast and lunch, although the name is breakfast. And you can get an assortment of wines and beer with your lunch there, too, or if you're so inclined for breakfast. And another thing, too, is that I want to highlight where I stayed because, you know, here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, we love the Westin. So I stayed at the Westin Long Beach, right in the center of all the action, walking distances to restaurants, nightlife, shopping, all of those things. And of course, I slept in those heavenly beds. As you know, I love those and you will too. So you guys stay put because when we come back, I'm going to share with you my time in Huntington Beach. Because if you think Long Beach was a lot of fun, Huntington Beach, it was kind of hard to top Long Beach, but they were kind of neck and neck there. So when I come back, we'll talk about Huntington Beach. You're on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Back in a moment.
Welcome to the hotel.